Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I like when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worn from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Yeah, last rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chilling in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh. You just make me feel.
Ha 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 ha.
You just make me feel.
How was it?
that's a prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one-on-one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do the spell, don't waste no time.
Kitty. I love you, little Jackie Chan kitty. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to bring up, what was my topic tonight? You know, kind of bring up about Michael Jai White. Superfly guy himself, Michael Jai White. Just bringing up the info right now on the internet. Woohoo! Ow. Michael Jai White. Let's see. Talk a little bit about Michael Jai White. Let's see. What's the page today? That's Michael's page. Hey. Jackie Chan Kitty, cut that out. Try to pull this up. Wait a minute. Where is the official? Okay, that's the official Michael Jai White. Let me see. Okay, where is the page? Michael Jai White page that I'm trying to find it. Fan page. Maybe I put it as fan page. Fan page of Michael Jai White. Wait a minute. Maybe I have to go into my home on my Facebook page because I got Michael's up here. Okay, come on. I go to my home. I have like 24 pages that I do. You guys are going to think I'm nuts. Okay, I'm going to share this on my talk for a few minutes. Talking a few about I'm trying to type it just my right. Come on. Trying to type here. Hi, kitty. Kitty. Oh, man. I can't type with one. Okay. Yeah. What else? Okay. Talk for a minute about Michael Jai White. Okay. Post this on my page. Okay. Now I'm going to bring up the official Michael Jai White page. And you go there. Woo! Yeah, let's see. On Facebook, Twitter. And you can go there. What a good-looking man he is. What's that? What did that just say? It says here, you know, you go to his page there. Nice, really good-looking picture of Michael J. White. Biography of Michael J. White. I'm actually bringing up his website to read it. There's a lot about Michael Jai. Michael Jai? Am I saying it right? Oh, my gosh. Have I been saying it wrong all the time? I talk funny. Michael Jai White was born in Brooklyn, New York, and as a preteen moved to Bridgeport, Connecticut. In school, Mike tended to hang out with the more introverted types while carrying on a hardcore street persona. Always possessing a hatred for bullies. Oh, no wonder why he's awesome. Mike would seek them out to battle. He eventually earned a reputation as one of the toughest and most feared street fighters in the area. At age 14, Michael was hard to fend. Oh, sorry. At age 14, Michael had to fend for himself. Already 6 feet tall and 190 pounds, a deep voice and facial hair, he was easily mistaken for an adult. Michael began to make money teaching karate at the local YMCA, fighting in tournaments and dancing in contests. The former troubled youth graduated high school with honors and went on to college with no direction about his future. Michael jumped around from university to university and was unsure about his major. While being uncertain, he found time to squeeze in any... be good girl, fit. Now I just lost my place here. While being uncertain, he found time to squeeze in acting classes. In college, Michael never gave acting a consideration as a possible career choice. Michael found that he had a gift for reaching troubled youth and eventually became a junior high school teacher. For 3 years, he taught emotionally disturbed children in the 5th, 6th, and 7th grades. This endeavor is what Mike claims is his proudest achievement. Along with his growth as an educator came the growth of desire to act. Though reluctant to follow acting, he began to audition for roles in nearby Manhattan. He eventually landed commercials, theater roles, and bit parts in soap operas. Faced with the difficult decision to leave teaching, he finally did so with the blessing of his young students. In 1992, Michael moved to L.A. to pursue acting. Incidentally, Michael's motivation to act is channeled from the standpoint of a teacher. The actor has responsibility to teach his audience the truth while standing in the shoes of the character he is playing at the time. Done correctly, acting can teach people about themselves as well as others. It has the power to teach and change the lives of millions at a time. Well, he's got a lot on his page. Not kidding. You should go there and read this all this year. Since then, White has moved into mainstream acting world and has portrayed boxer Mike Tyson in the 1995 HBO television movie Tyson and Jack Briggs in Mortal Kombat Legacy. In 1997, White was the first African-American to portray a comic book superhero in a major motion picture, having starred as Al Simmons, the protagonist in Spawn. White has gone on to star in the Tyler Perry movies Why Did I Get Married and Why Did I Get Married Too. Currently, he stars as Marcus Williams on the TBS own comedy drama television series Tyler Perry's For Better or Worse. Reaching back to his karate roots, White has signed on to be John Falcon Chapman in an installment of the Falcon movies, which will release one of these action movies a year. Yes! Woohoo! That's awesome to know. I still have to see Falcon Rising. Oh man! I still have to see it. Anticipated Falcon Rising will hit theaters on September 5th, 2014. I gotta rent it! White has said that the Falcon movies are the type of projects he's waited to do his entire career. Get ready, folks, because this is the first of what's to come. Yeah! Falcon Rising. I still have to see it. Oh, man. Really want to see it really badly. Let's see. How about In the Martial Arts? I'm clicking on the tabs there. If you go there, you can see a digital download Black Belt magazine at that right there. I'm pulling it up. Now I'm going to try to pronounce these things as best as I can. Michael J. White is a legitimate holder of 8, hear that, 8 black belts of varying degrees in 8 different martial arts forms. Beginning his martial arts training at the age of 8 and achieving his first black belt at the age of 12, he now has over 20 years of experience. Originally a student of the legendary, oh my God, how am I going to pronounce this? Shigeru Aoyama, S-H-I-G-E. R.U. Yama. I hope I spelled this said that right. At the time, Guru Ayama was the world-renowned head of the U.S. Kyokushin Karate Association. He is now the head of the World Ayama Karate. White went on to achieve a black belt in 7 other karate styles: Shotokan, ITF Taekwondo, WTF Taekwondo, Kabuto, Goju Ryu, Tang Sudo, and the Superfoot System. Michael just tested for and earned his 8th black belt at the JLFC Superfoot Summer Conference, October 11th, 2013. He has also had years of the Wushu Kung Fu training under current American Wushu team coach Eric Chin. White has trained privately with the likes of Bill Superfoot Wallace, Benny the Jet. I can never pronounce his name wrong. I'm right. Eucharist. Shihan, Bobby Lowe, Shoki Masu, Jean-Claude Van Damme, James Liu, Don the Dragon Wilson, Peter Cunningham, Billy Blanks, Jean LaBelle, and Joe Louis. White has also worked behind the scenes on stunt fighting sequence with Steven Seagal. White himself has amassed countless trophies, awards, and grand championship honors from open point system to interfederational tournaments, both home and abroad, throughout his 20-plus years as a martial artist. U.S. Open North American JKA World Knockdown Free Sparring Champion, among many titles donned by White before moving to L.A. to continue his already successful dramatic acting career. Although in the midst of the glamour and glitz of Hollywood, White maintains that he's a martial artist first and still maintains skills competitive to any current champion of fight or form. Regardless what I'm into, I always want to be able to get on the training floor with anyone at any time. I am a martial artist first. I apply my martial arts discipline, focus, strength, and spirit to my life, as well as my acting work. It is a way of life. Life cannot physically or mentally put me through more than I have voluntarily traversed through martial arts training. I'm ready for anything from the Mike Tyson story to Spawn. 4 to 5 months of rigorous filming at a time. Can't touch 20 years of sweat. Man, not for nothing. Oh, my gosh. He could pick me up and throw me any day. I know that sounds crazy. No, it sounds crazy. But like, yeah. Yeah, Michael J. White, I want to work on set. Can you please throw me? No, seriously. Or, like, I say these things like, oh, kick me in the head. But it's kind of like, it sounds crazy, but like, Shelly, you're crazy to be kicked in the head. It's all not really being kicked in the head. It's all just acting and stuff. That's right. Just kick me in the head. It would be awesome. It would be enough. Michael J. White, please pick me up and throw me on a set. Or flip me or something. I mean, come on big sets and stuff, they have, you know, they have the pads and stuff. I've been thrown around a couple of the pads and stuff. Just pick me up and throw me. I don't think anybody, I wonder, I would love to ask Michael J. White if anybody on set ever said, yeah, pick me up and throw me. Man, Michael J. White, such a big, huge guy. I don't know how he flies. I swear to God, if I ever get Michael J. White as a guest on my show, I'm going to ask him, how does he fly? I swear to God. I wonder if he drinks Nas or something before he starts working on a set and he flies. You guys got to see. No, I'm not kidding. It's not even, it's not wires or anything. And if you know who Tony Jaa is, he just got done working with him a little while ago. You know that Tony Jaa, you know, is like, he's a little bit shorter than Michael, right? And he flies. You know, he flies. But then it's like, you see Michael, this big, huge guy, and he flies. It's like, damn, Michael, what? How does he fly like that? I mean, where does he get it? I swear, he must have gnaws in his veins or something to fly like that through the air. I just don't know. Just don't know how, but it's like, oh! And when he goes up in the air, I'm not sure why this kick thing, it's like a 1, 2, 3. He gets up, and it's like between two people, and he goes with 1 foot to one guy, 1 foot to another. It goes 1, 2, 3. It's really fast, but if you see, like, that triple kick, and then when he does this uppercut kind of punch, it's kind of like, oh, he's so fast, and you just don't expect Michael J. White, the guy of this size, to move that fast. It's really amazing, and I'm just like, oh, Michael J. White, just throw me on a set, throw me, kick me in the head. Oh, what a souvenir that would be. That would be a story to tell on a set if I worked with Michael Jai White. Kick me in the head and throw me. No, better yet, flip me. And you know what would be really cool? And only me, I would say something like, people like, Sean, you just don't know. You just don't know. It'd be painful. But no, imagine, and it's like, you get stitches, and Michael Jai White just throws you on set, and I am to get stitches, and then, like, I have a scar, and it's like, my battle scar is like, see that stitch? See that scar there? That was when I worked on top of Michael Jai White. That would be so awesome. I know I'm crazy, but no, having like on a wrist or something, going, see that scar? Michael Jai White. I work with Michael Jai White. I would love to see that, getting Bell Scott working on a set with Michael Jai White. That would be insane. Just so insane. I just would like love it. Let's see. On here, let's see. Acting, I read about that, didn't I? Oh, this is a list of projects Michael has worked on. Whoa, baby, look at the list. Okay, I'm going to just read off the list. You guys ready? Falcon Rising, 2014. Android Cop, 2014. Somebody's Child, 2012. The Philly Kid, 2012. Freaky Deaky, 2012. We the Potty, 2012. Never Back Down, 2, 2011. Tactical Force, 2011. Wanted to Get Married, 2, 2010. One Angry Juror, 2010. Three Bullets, 2009. Blood and Bone, 2009. Black Dynamite, 2009. The Dark Knight, 2008. Wanted to Get Married, 2007. Undisputed 2, 2006. Getting Played, 2005. Silverhawk, 2004. Justice, 2003. Hotel, 2003. Wait a minute. What was it? Hey, you know what? He was in... It's not on here. What was it? The Green Arrow. Yeah. It's not on there, is it? Wait a minute. I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's not on there. It says Dark Party is getting played. Okay, yeah. They don't have it on there. Michael Jai White, you got to update your, It's not on there. It's got to go on there. They got to fix that. What are they? Undisputed, 2006. Getting Played, 2005. Silverhawk, 2004. Justice, 2003. Hotel, 2003. Pandora's Box, 2002. Exit Wound, 2001. Freedom Song, 2000. The Bus Stop, 2000. You know, the Soldier of the Return, 1999. Mutiny, 1999. Breakfast of Champions, 1999. Ringmaster, 1998. Thick SDs, 1998. Spell was 1997. Home Run, 1997. City of Industry, 1997. 2 Days in the Valley, 1996. Captive Heart, the James Bond Stories, 1996. Wow, he's really doing a lot, huh? Shaughnessy, 1996. Ballistic, 1995. Tyson, 1995. Lion Strike, 1995. Full Contact, 1993. Universal Soldier, 1992. Ring of Fire, 1991. True Identity, 1991. He wasn't Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2? 1991. Toxins of Vengeance 3? Was he in that, really? The Toxins of Vengeance 2? He was in that? I have to watch it. Okay. TV episodes. Oh, Madonna Mia. Look at this. Okay. Okay. TV episodes. Here we go. Okay. I got you. Okay. It's on there. Arrow. Middle Herland Chronicles, for better or worse. Black Dynamite, the animated series. The Legend of Bruce Lee. House of Pain, Windfall, Clubhouse, CSI Miami, Soul Food, Boston Public? Really? 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 Did I miss that one? I missed that Boston Public. Oh, okay. Wonderland, JAG, NYPD Blue, Living Signal, Living Single. Did I miss it? Martin. Oh, he was on that too. Renegade. Saved by the Bell? Saturday Night Live, America's Most Wanted. Produced Somebody's Child, Three Bullets, Blood and Bone, PVC 1. I wonder what that was. I'll have to look that up. Director, Never Back Down 2, Three Bullets. Writer, Three Bullets, Black Dynamite. Promo video, Mortal Kombat Rebirth, The More, Black Dynamite, Vicious Web Series, Mortal Kombat Legacy, Video Games, The Underground Bounty Hunter, Justice League Heroes, Music Video, Your Love, Nicki Minaj, Hands Tied by Toni Braxton, Give It to Me by Busta Rhymes featuring Mariah Carey. Was he in that? Whoa, did I miss that? Theater, To Kill a Mockingbird, Anything Goes, Raisin in the Sun, Animation, Batman, The Brave and the Bold, The Boondocks, Justice League, Static Shock, Commercials, Burger King, Stunt Work, Three Bullets, On Deadly Ground, Prototype, Miscellaneous Crew, Undisputed 2, The Toxic Avenger 3, The Toxic... Now, if he's in this Toxic Avenger 3 and 2, I got to look that up. Got to look it up. So, The Monique Show, way back when, made in Hollywood, up close with Carrie Keegan, Unconventional, E! New Daily, HBO first book, Making Exit Wounds, The Keenan Ivory Wayne Show, The Making of Spawn. Man, he's got a list that goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Wow. Wow. He a busy boy. Real busy. Huh. Crazy, cray. Cray, cray. Wow. Multimedia. What's this? Oh, look at the pictures. Oh. Take your shirt off. Michael J. White. He's got his shirt off. Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. I need a shower now. Oh. Okay, let's go back on home now. Look at him. Yeah, I was trying to see. I think I read everything about him. What hit made him the man? Read about the early. Yeah, I read all that. Quick to view the trailer, Michael. What's this? Android Cop? I can't really play it. Let's see. I'm going to watch the trailer without the voice. I'll have to see it again. This is Asylum. And I can't really play it on my show because I got to get permission. Los Angeles, 2045. Michael J. White, he's cop. And this is Android Cop. And I'm watching it. The Future of Law Enforcement. I'm watching it without... Hey! Let's see. It has arrived. And it's a cop. Let's see. Just watching the video. Look at him. Wow. Let's see. I'm just watching it. Android Cop. Oh, is that Rock? The other guy. Oh, my gosh. What's his name? George Hutton? Is that what his name is? I think he's in it. Oh, that's right. I remember seeing this car that he showed on his page. And I was like, oh, it's the car that's in this film. Oh, my God. That is so bad. That is so bad. I want to be in that car. That was Android Cop. Okay. That car looked pretty awesome. I'm trying to see what else is on his page. Ah! That was freaking cool. I see, what else did I? Philly Kid. I wonder what, Falcon Rising. Ah, man. I got to see that. Which Bruce Lee one is this? Which Bruce Lee? Did I miss this one? The Legend of Bruce Lee, the trailer. It's by Lionsgate. Where was he in this film? Maybe this is the one I missed. So where is this one? What one is this Bruce Lee? But I think is Michael J. White in this one? It's a Bruce Lee film. The Legend. Okay. Let's see. Another Bruce Lee. This is the Master. Okay. Oh, was that Michael J. White? Yeah. That was him. Wow. Oh, The Legend of Bruce Lee. Okay. I'll have to check that film out. Let's see. What one? Why Did I Get Married to One Angry Juror? Oh, that was a Lifetime one. Blood and Bone. Silverhawk. Is that Jet Li? Yeah, isn't that Jet Li? Oh, no, it's Michelle Yeoh. What? I thought Jet Li was in that. I guess I'm wrong. The Ringmaster? He was in The Ringmaster? I know he was in Spawn. I know that. Wow, he looks so big in the moor. Oh, my God. He's huge. Wow. Six Thieves? He's done a lot. Man, this guy's been busy. Metal Hermit Chronicles. What's that? It's a season 2? Let me click on that. What is this? Metal Hermit, is it Spanish? It says Segunda Temporada. Okay, it's showing like a mountain, and there's a beam coming out, and it looks like it's in outer space. It's in Spanish a little bit, though. The words are in Spanish. The subtitle. Okay. I think I've seen the advertisement. Oh, what's that nasty-looking alien thing with a tongue? Oh, bad aliens. They're going to eat the people? Oh, yeah. Another film I didn't get to see yet. Maybe it went straight to DVD. Yeah, this must have been, because I don't remember seeing advertised for TV. Huh. It showed him in a long jacket in the tweet. Is he going to fly? Let's see him. Is he going to get up and fly? You shouldn't have gone in this one. So that was Metal Hermit Chronicles. Okay, I guess that's another one I missed. Wow, it's another one I missed. I missed that too. What the? I don't know. Freaky Deaky. Let's see. What is this about? Okay. Christian Slater's in it? Is that who's in it? Who's that? It says Tribeca Film Festival 2012. What the heck? He's got a mop on his hair, Christian Slater. And is that Michael? He's running around in a tracksuit, an Adidas tracksuit. It's green. I wonder what his part is in this. I'll have to, like, watch this. Have to watch the trailers afterwards because I can't believe the stuff on the show. But I am watching it, so it's really kind of, like, based on the novel by Elmore Leonard. Michael J. White coming out, I think it was like on a mansion or something. It looks like in the 1970s. Okay. Just watching. That was Christian Slater. But is that Christian Glover? Maybe I'm wrong. What is he throwing out? Michael J. White just threw out a bag into the pool. Called Freaky Deaky. I think it's more, maybe this is like a comedy. That other guy looks like Christian Glover. I could be wrong. No, that was Christian Slater. But, okay. Silly Kid. Did I see this one? Silly Kid trailer. So I'm looking at this now. Oh, wait. Maybe this is the one where he trained someone in this one. Oh, Neil Donahue. I think that's his name, isn't it? He's a guy with the... Let's see. I think he's a bouncer in this one. I think. I could be wrong. The Silly Kid. I know I've seen this. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm feeling it now. A little achy. Oh, okay. So, I guess they're boss. Yeah, I did see this one, The Silly Kid. Okay. I did see it. A little achy from working out today. I had the flu all last week, so I wasn't in the gym, and then I went into the gym today. Oh, yeah, The Dark Knight. I don't think Michael J. White was in it that long in The Dark Knight, but I still think he should have been in longer. I wonder if it's going to show The Dark Knight, the trailer, if they're going to show him in it. Yeah, I'm just, like, looking now. Because I'm trying to think. That was the Heath Ledger one, right? Wasn't it the Heath Ledger one? Yeah. Heath Ledger was in that. Huh. Okay. I'm trying to see. They probably won't show it in the trailer, but it just showed a whole bunch of people in a room where they had that meeting. Yeah, I don't think they would show him. But yeah, I think I remember Michael J. White in the film. Yeah, that was the Heath Ledger one. Yeah. That, yes. Okay, I see. All right, what's the other trailer? That's the, let's see, Undisputed 2. See, I'm trying to remember, the more, what was the more? I'm trying to figure out, the YouTube account associated with the video has been terminated. Ah, now I can't find out what the more of the trailer, I can't look at that. So, let's see, pull this up. Exit Wounds. Was DMX in this one, the Exit Wounds? I'm trying to think. Who is that? Was it DMX? Village Roadside Pictures? I'm trying to think of, is that DMX? They're robbing something. Yeah, isn't that DMX? I haven't seen this. I saw this. It was a while ago, wasn't it? I'm trying to see who else is in the film. There's Michael J. White. Who is that? I know it's Steven Seagal, but who's the other guy on the poster? That's not Michael J. White, I don't think. See, I can't play the sound on here because I got to get, like, permission to play it, but I can read about it. So, yes, it is DMX. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I knew that was DMX. Okay. So I did see that one. What year was it? Oh, 2001. Yeah, that was a while ago. Man, Michael J. White's a busy boy. Busy boy. Trying to see. Okay. Well, I've been talking about Michael J. White for like an hour? Seriously? Well, I'm going to take a little break. What song should I play? I don't know. I'm going to play Let Me Know by Cardiac, and I'll be back.
I'm a I got a real body girl, so I'm done with the feel. Ex-jock, but I still jock her. I ain't ashamed, I kinda proud, she's my doctor. She fixed my heart when I couldn't get a beat to start. Without her, I wouldn't have a beating heart. It's unexplainable, baby, take my words apart. I used to speak, but now I seem to hardly talk. Hushed tones, I'm staring at a work of art. Cause she the best, she the sun, she the sky, yeah. She the moon, she the star, she my ended here. I'm never tired, cause baby, you the best in here. I put it on my mama, y'all all I ever need. A winning lotto number, and 50 feels of green. One of the prettiest things that I've ever seen. Someone tell me I'm dreaming, cause I don't wanna leave. Birthday cake, I wanna make a wish, make it last forever. I know the good times fade, prepare for stormy weather. You my guiding light, and yeah, you're with forever. I can't predict, don't wanna fight the feeling. Yeah, everything I ever missed, everything I'm needing. Vampire attack, and yo, I guess I'm bleeding. I give her all for you, baby girl, there's no retreating. I'm on the front line, I'ma hold it down. Cause I'm the dude that wouldn't ever let you down. And if I ever did, I would apologize. Cause you know I'm not the mother guy.
Okay, I'm back. I was talking about Michael Shea White, you know, sexy, sexy man. Busy, busy, busy guy. Anybody missed that, you can always, like, recap it, listen to it afterwards. So, I'm actually looking some stuff here. Let's see. Just looking here. Hi, Jackie Kitty. You should just call Kitty, Kitty, Kitty. Very good, Kitty. You're purring up a storm. She's a mad purr cat. Mad purr cat. Yeah, what are you doing, little kitty? She's such a good kitty. Such a good kitty. She's a good kitty. Very good kitty. Yeah, you and that purr kitty? Oh, I'm just looking at boots online right now. Yeah, showing yellow, but that, what's that? But brown. $12.99. You know, you think you get a sale sometimes, and it's like, what? Let's see what this looks like. Just looking at boots right now. But you know something? I don't think these are actually. Oh, they say that they're. No. I don't get this. This at all. Is it really waterproof? Just can't tell. Just can't tell if these boots are waterproof or not. I don't think so. Really, really don't think so. I wish they would actually say, you know, what exactly. There's no description of what it looks like. I mean, exactly what. I don't know. Just looking on here, no. So, anyway, here I am. I was very, very excited. Very, very excited indeed. I was able to sign up to study to become a certified fitness trainer, and I'm doing the studying now. I have to keep going over the pages over and over again. I learn at a very slow pace. So, yeah, there's a lot Yep. There's a lot to learn. Very much a lot to learn. But, you know, it's something that I've actually wanted myself, you know, something that I've been wanting for a long time, and I know I got to earn it. And I'm very, very, very happy that I was able to, you know, save up the money to sign up for it. Now it's just studying. And one thing I just, like, you know, wanted to do for myself, really, really want to do it. I can actually give back, you know, with what I know. You know, basic knowledge, basic stuff that I do want to give back in my own way. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out. I wanted to play a little bit music tonight, too. Trying to play. Let's see. What have I got in the queue? See, I was like, I've been having problems with my phone, so I'm trying to, like, you know, I had to pay for the, you know, to sign up for the certified fitness training to study for that. So I'm waiting to get a better phone. And let's see, you know, for all people out there fighting for, you know, for their dreams and stuff, here you go. Cardiac Inside of Sacrifice is the fighter, and I'll be back after a few songs.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like, clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you, I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always want. on me, it's weather, just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
Let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up,
time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back and we can travel the world. Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I can put you under my wings.
If I can fly, if I can fly,
Shelly Nunchucks, and I just wanted to say, you know, everybody, thank you so much for the love and support in my show, and I will be getting, you know, guests on my show, so I just want to wish everyone a good night, and it will be a very interesting week, that's for sure. I'll try to be back on Wednesday, and for all those people that are out there, just think, you are unbreakable, and this was a song by Kodiak and featuring Laura Lee, and everyone have a good night. I gotta go.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the sunroof's open. Let it shine on me, let
can't
it rain on down.
Broken.
I'm on my
yeah.
way, you hear that sound.
Can't stop my vibe, I'm on that new shit. Wanna rule the world, gonna run out through shit. You ain't on my team, then get out my zone. You ain't feeling me, now's the time to get out of my home.
me. Your beautiful mama.